At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple. Refreshing.
Couple of special guests. We have two guests with a total of six legs. I was doing the math here, yeah, in my head.
That was quick math. I'm proud of you.
So we have, unfortunately, Brian, Wally's going to get top billing here. Wally the dog is here. And Brian is here. Wally's owner, dad. How else do we say? Best friend and...
Best friend, adventure partner.
Yeah, and you guys do a ton. So... Thanks. Brian, and I'll get into everything you do here in just a second, but which just recently, one of the parades last year, you guys were the...
Wally was the Grand Marshal in the Scranton Santa Parade. He was asked by the committee to be the Grand Marshal, and it's an honor for him, just for all we do for the community and bring joy to everybody in the Northeast PA that we see.
You know what's neat? And we'll post pictures of Wally. You know, some of you guys, I know, do not know what Wally is or Wally all about. Wally wears goggles.
He does. He does. Wally's a therapy dog. So we're a therapy team at the Gina Murley Veterans Center at the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Airport. And we do hospice work at residential hospice. But we're also an adventure team. We've been fortunate enough to hike 43 state parks in PA, New York, and New Jersey, and part of the Appalachian Trail. So when we go out, his signature look is the goggles, but they are eye protection for him. Yeah. When he hikes, his head's always down in the branches, twigs, and underbrush, and they protect his eyes.
Yeah. You know, and I remember you telling us that one time, and you guys dressed the same, sort of. You're into the orange, and you have your version of the goggles you wear, too.
I love orange, so Wally loves orange, you know, Wally loves orange with me. So, yeah, we try to match, and that's one of the biggest compliments we get. You guys look like father and son, and you know, what better compliment can you get from Wally, who has been rescued from Laura's Hope when he was 8 weeks old?
And that's what I was going to ask you. So he came from Laura's Hope. Yep. How were you looking for a particular type of pet at that point, or no?
Was not. Lost our dog September 20th, 2020, and put an application in just to see it. To do an application for fostering, for rescuing a dog is a lot of work. So Laura's Hope got a hold of me September 26th of 2020 with a picture of Wally, and went up the next day and fell in love.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't he?
It really, I love seeing Wally. Every time you see Wally, and when you see both of you, you guys bring such a happiness, I would say. Such a positive energy. You walk in the room, you see Brian, you see Wally, and you're just like, oh my God, I'm so happy.
Like, there's always a crowd. Like, you're out in the public when you're doing the parades. A lot of people always come over to you.
They do. And even people, you know, we got a big event coming up here, the Office 5K. Got a big compliment last year when people came from all over the country and said they were looking through the Lackawanna County Visitor's Guide, and they saw a picture of Wally, and they were hoping to meet him.
Yeah.
And people from Kansas, people from Oregon, were so happy just to meet Wally, which, hey, we put a smile on people's faces in this world this time. It's what better thing can we do for people?
Exactly. That
is huge. So Wally, you said, is a therapy dog, right?
He is.
What does that entail? Like, what is the training for a dog to become a therapy dog?
He went, at 5 months old, he went to get trained for 2 weeks. He was gone with a trainer for 2 weeks. And then it was just training for him for obedience. Mm-hmm. And long story short, took him to an event where they had veterans, and there were six veterans in there lined up in their wheelchair. We went over to say hi to him because I come from a military family, so we always honor our veterans in military. Went over to them. The last veteran we saw had his head down. He raised his head when I was talking to him. He told me he was in the Army, World War II, and I was being I didn't know I was being watched by somebody, and they said, can I ask what he said to you? I said, yeah, he told me he was in the Army, World War II, what he did, why? He hasn't raised his head for us in 3 months, that veteran, while he had that power. So training, it was training. We went through three different exams, if you want to call it that. Three different venues, three different areas, a lot of noise, this and that. We passed our certification probably at 1 year old, and we've been a therapy team ever since.
And you said the airport too. So when you go there, what are you doing there?
We go through TSA. We're able to go through TSA. And when people are flying in and out of the airport, people have anxiety flying.
Right.
When they see Wally coming, it takes your anxiety away.
Can Wally start coming on planes with me? Because I am the biggest anxiety-filled person on a plane.
You and me both, Chewy. We both are. And the biggest thing is, and I'm going to be taking him in the near future to Florida to see my parents. He actually flies for free. He's a therapy dog, so he flies for free. And
oh, wow.
The other positive news is they upgrade my seat on the plane to more leg room.
Oh, wow.
What better?
You win. Leg room on a plane? Come on.
Can we borrow him when we go on vacation?
We might have to go to Las Vegas for an award show in May. And why don't you come to Vegas with us?
Sure,
so we can get the leg room and the therapy.
We'll sit right next to you guys on the plane.
We're going
to
need it.
That'd be so much fun. So you got a Facebook page for Wally. Tell everybody about that real quick.
We do. It started back during COVID in 2020. The place that I shop for his food and stuff like that, Silly Pet Supplies, said, hey, you guys are starting to do stuff around COVID, during COVID. Why don't you start a Facebook page and put some smile on people's faces? And we started it. Yeah. I started it. It's Where's Wally Now? Mm-hmm. Started it and didn't think anything of it. It wasn't supposed to be. It was meant to be. It started with 5 followers, then it went to 10, then it went to 100. Now he's probably closing on 8,000 people who follow him, like his Facebook page. People sit there on Saturday evenings and wait for me to post what we've done the weekend. You know what? What better compliment can you get from somebody who is very thankful and waiting to see what we do? They can see the world. They see what we do. They tell me all the time.
Absolutely.
We see the world through Wally's eyes.
Yeah, and that is absolutely amazing. And there's so many great pictures up there. Go check that out. So on Facebook, Where's Wally Now? And you'll see what that's all about. Well, you're going to hang out for a little bit.
Yeah, we have no place to go. We're good to go.
All right. Chewy, you need to go for a walk, or are you good?
No, I'm good.
We appreciate you guys coming in.
Thanks for having us today.
No problem. Anytime. We love having guests. Which is funny because everybody's like, there are people that are like, I don't want to bring anybody in. I love when people come in because it's just so much more fun.
Yeah, it breaks up the day and makes you smile even more.
Makes it nice. Now, Chewy, what are you going to do to me here?
You know, we're all talking food. It's funny. We're talking about all these great food places, pizza places, Pagach places, everything all around Northeast PA. And, that's literally what we do all day long on air. In case you were wondering, that's what we do when the mics are off. And so maybe you can even help Doc out, make your own little list with this. But we're going to blind rank some foods.
Okay.
1 through 5, without knowing what the next food is. So you got to tell me where you put this on your list. So we'll start off with the first one. A roast beef and cheese hoagie with some chips. 1 through 5, where would you put it, Brian?
4.
4, Doc?
So wait, hold on. I'm a little confused here. Where did I put it?
Where would you put it? A roast beef and cheese on a list, 1 through 5. Where would you put it?
Depending on where it's from.
It's just simple. Roast beef and cheese hoagie with chips.
Roast beef and cheese, I'd do 3.
Oh, okay. Now let's go on over to number 2. A turkey club with some fries.
Oh, that'd go probably to 2.
2?
That'd be a 2 for me.
Can I steal the same answer?
Yeah, go for it. 2 absolutely. All right. So kind of similar list right here. Let's move on over to an 8-ounce filet with mashed potatoes and asparagus.
5.
5?
I'm not a steak person.
Wow.
1.
1?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Opposite ends of the spectrum. Jeez, my list is completely off of you guys. All right. Let's move on over to chili with cornbread. Brian.
3.
3? All right. Chili? Doc?
15.
Oh, you really ate chili. Now, here's the curveball. Was the chicken parm with a side of angel hair pasta.
Oh.
I guess I have to move it to 1. Yeah. That's the only number I have left.
That's it. Doc, and you only have 4. about, are you happy with your list?
How about 1B?
No.
I'd like to do that because that was one of my other favorites.
So, Brian, you said Chicken Parm 1, Turkey Club 2, Chili 3, Roast Beef and Cheese 4, Steak 5. Did you agree with that or no?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Doc, are you happy with Steak 1,
mm-hmm.
Turkey Club 2, Roast Beef and Cheese 3, Chicken Parm 4, Chili 5?
Yeah, chili would definitely be the last one on my list. But yeah, I almost wanted to move the chicken parm up, but I got no place to move it to.
Well, you shouldn't have said steak. That's where the blind ranking screws you, man.
All right.
You got to go with what your gut feels.
So is this like an actual survey that means like I'm weird or something?
No.
Or no?
No, blind ranking to see how far off you were from me. But Brian took my role. And you know what? The only difference I think I'd have is Turkey Club would be one.
Why do we put any seafood on that list, though?
You know, because, you know.
Oh, yeah. Got to do that.
Because I'm doing a lot of Fridays of seafood.
Yeah.
I'm kind of over seafood already.
Had, last week, you had fish sticks. You were all
excited.
Yeah,
that was the
about.
Big one. I had the fish, the guy in the yellow jacket. You know, what is that?
Gorton's.
Gorton's.
Yeah.
That's what I had. We had some fish sticks, and I overcooked them.
You know what's
I
funny?
Burnt them to a crisp.
Yeah, well, you did them in what? The
In the air fryer. It said 9 to 12 minutes on hot, on 400.
Yeah.
And I went, well, that doesn't sound right, but why would the box steer me wrong? So I did 9 minutes at 400. Those things came out. It was bad.
They were boat anchors.
Yeah,
huh?
they were worse than boat anchors.
But it's funny. When I was a kid, my mom would have, and same thing, school lunch, they would have fish sticks.
Blep.
And then my mom would have them every now and then during lunch. I'd be like, blep. But after you told me that story, I'm like, I'm craving fish sticks at this point. You get it. I don't know. We're going out to dinner tonight. I don't know if they have where we're going. We're going to a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, we're
Excuse
going to
me, have any fish
That's
sticks?
That's going to be hard for Lent.
Well, your mother got it all figured out. She goes, you can get like a shrimp taco and do stuff like that. Not a shrimp taco, but I mean, that's what you're going to have. Yeah, no? Yeah.
Can we pull one of those St. Patrick's Day cards? Can I see if I can get the bishop to let us have anything?
Well, I'm officially an old man. I heard Father Mike say, I'm of age where I don't have to observe anymore. I don't know why they do that, but I was all about it. He said, you don't have to do it.
You have to do it, Doc.
You think?
Yeah. Right. Or else you're going to be warm with me later on.
We're all going. Okay.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.